Welcome to Discover Daily by Perplexity, your daily dose of the most fascinating stories from around the world, curated by our Discover feed. I'm your host, Alex, and my voice is powered by 11 Labs. In today's episode, we'll explore a massive Bitcoin transfer by the US government, a groundbreaking lawsuit involving an AI-generated George Carlin comedy special, and the establishment of a lunar time zone. Sit back, relax, and let's jump in. Our first story revolves around a significant transfer of nearly $2 billion worth of Bitcoin by the US government to the cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase. This transfer is connected to the government's seizure of approximately 50,000 Bitcoin from the notorious Silk Road website back in late 2022. The seized assets are set to be returned to over 70 identified victims nationwide who were targeted by criminal actors persuading them to deposit cryptocurrencies under false pretenses of legitimate investments. While some experts believe that Bitcoin is currently in a bull market, others, like US presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., have warned about the risks associated with government control over cryptocurrencies and the potential dangers of central bank digital currencies. As the cryptocurrency market continues to evolve, the actions of governments and regulatory bodies will undoubtedly shape its future. This recent Bitcoin transfer serves as a reminder of the complex relationship between traditional financial institutions, government authorities, and the decentralized nature of cryptocurrencies. From the world of cryptocurrencies, let's shift our focus to a groundbreaking lawsuit that highlights the legal and ethical challenges posed by artificial intelligence in the entertainment industry. The estate of the late comedian George Carlin recently settled a lawsuit against the creators of an AI-generated comedy special featuring a clone of Carlin. The media company Doodzy created an hour-long AI-generated comedy special titled George Carlin, I'm Glad I'm Dead, which used AI to recreate Carlin's style, material, voice, and likeness without permission or licensing. Carlin's estate accused Doodzy of violating Carlin's right of publicity and copyright, seeking the removal of the special and unspecified damages. The settlement, reached on April 3, 2024, required Doodzy to remove all likeness or image of Carlin in any content related to the AI-generated special. This case has underscored the growing concerns over the use of AI to impersonate individuals without consent and the potential for future litigation over whether AI-generated imitations could be considered parodies allowed under copyright law. From the legal implications of AI in entertainment, we now turn our attention to the cosmos and the establishment of a time zone for our celestial neighbor, the Moon. With the increasing number of lunar missions planned by various countries and private entities, the need for a unified standard of time on the Moon has become apparent. NASA, under the directive of the White House, is leading the initiative to create Coordinated Lunar Time, or LTC. The challenges posed by having multiple missions operating on the lunar surface without a common time reference could lead to confusion, mapping inconsistencies, and navigation errors. Establishing LTC is not without its challenges, as factors such as the Moon's varying gravitational pull and its effect on time passage must be considered. NASA has been given a deadline until the end of 2026 to establish LTC, with specific requirements that include logical traceability to coordinated universal time, the ability to time very short instants with specificity and accuracy, self-sufficiency in case of lost connection with Earth, and scalability for application to other celestial bodies. The creation of a lunar time zone represents a significant step towards international lunar cooperation and the establishment of a framework for future space exploration. It acknowledges the complexities of operating in the lunar environment and the importance of precise timekeeping for the success of lunar missions. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Discover Daily. Thank you for tuning in and joining us. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to Discover Daily on your favorite podcast platform. For more information on these stories, check out the episode description for links to each one. Don't forget to download the Perplexity app on Android or iOS to get access to the world's knowledge right at your fingertips. We'll be back tomorrow for more. Until then, stay curious.